Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Cleanup continues this morning after a serious crash brought down power lines in Durham, where you're looking live right now. Michael Grace will bring us up to speed from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker.
And we have some haze from Canadian wildfires. It's creating some issues with our air quality, especially for tomorrow. I'll show you the difference between code yellow and code orange and what you need to do.
And you may want to limit your time outside. Later this week, we'll look at how that smoke from the wildfires in Canada is lowering our air quality here in the Triangle. Elizabeth was just talking about that, so we'll have more on that coming up for you. Thanks for joining us on your Tuesday. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your day and your routine here on a Tuesday. It's kind of, it's a mild start to our day out there. It's a little bit odd. We came in when it was dark out and the moon was orange. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. It was weird now, but it's that time has passed.
I thought I was seeing things.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It almost looked like Halloween, didn't it? With that orange shading on the moon. You see that sometimes as the moon is setting because you're seeing some of the pollution in the atmosphere right as it's right there on the horizon. But it was up pretty high, so that really gave us a hint that we're going to be dealing with some of that smoke today. Today from the Canadian wildfires. Our forecast for ozone today is code yellow for pollution for air quality. And code yellow is something we see pretty frequently during the summer. It's not an action day, but a code orange, which is our forecast for tomorrow, is an action day. That means that sensitive groups like children, the elderly, anyone with respiratory or heart issues shouldn't be outside, especially really exerting themselves. We take a look at what's happening outside right now, and you can see the gray skies. We had the camera pointed toward the sun a little earlier, and you could really see just how hazy it is. Right now it just looks cloudy, but we have a lot of haze. We have some cloud cover out there right now as well, mixed in with some of the smoke from the haze from the smoke. 63 is our current temperature in the Triangle. Here's a look at our high resolution satellite, and you can see the whiter clouds right here. We do have some cloud cover that's streaming in from the west, but you can also see that lighter gray. That's a lot of that smoke that's drifting down into North Carolina. 65 right now in Fayetteville, 64 in Rocky Mount, and 61 in Roxborough. So it's a pleasant start this morning. It's going to be a warm afternoon. Temperatures climb into the upper 80s. We'll see that haze and some cloud cover on and off today, but we stay dry. Tomorrow, we have a front that'll bring us some rain, and hopefully it'll wash out some of the haze in the atmosphere. I'll show you. Coming up, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now. The big story right now on the roads in the Triangle, a backup in Orange County on 40 eastbound. We have a crash right there at the 4085 split in Hillsborough, and we've been watching some pretty heavy delays as you head out of the Eflin community back toward Hillsborough. We're already up to an 18-minute backup on that overall trip from Mebane at the Orange-Alamance County line back to I-85. Consider using 70 as a good alternate route as they work to get that cleared. Also, we've been watching some big problems on the north side of Durham during the morning commute. A crash last night that created some problems on into the morning commute on Duke Street at Carver Street. Michael Grace was out there all morning long in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker watching the repair work, and thankfully traffic is flowing pretty well behind you, Mike.
Yeah, that's right. It looks like they may even be reopening this final lane, but they did tell me that this should be completely reopened at least sometime after 9. It looks like that estimate could be moved up, but I'll hop behind the camera and tell you what we've been working on this morning. Some fiber lines came down along with that power pole last night when it was hit at around 7 last night, and so crews have been out here from Frontier and Spectrum repairing those power lines. You can see the one worker right there doing the final few latches here, but they have moved around pretty quickly. They did have all of this entire section of Duke blocked off, but it looks like that they could have all of these lanes reopened any second now, Brian. So we're going to stay out here and hopefully get some more updates throughout the morning.
Yeah, thankfully, we're not seeing any big delay showing up on the sensors or on that live picture from the scene. If you want to avoid that scene altogether, you might consider using Roxborough Street as a good alternate route. It is wide open there between Duke Street down toward I-85. Watching some building delays in both directions of 885 this morning between I-40 and 147, which is not unusual for this point in the morning commute. About a 5 to 10 minute delay on either side of 885 with just congestion there. Once you get on up toward the north side of 885, heading up toward I-85. Traffic's flowing pretty well. Looks like we have a crash over on the west side of Raleigh that just popped up in the past couple of minutes. We're going to work to find out exactly where that is. Your major approaches into Raleigh right now are looking pretty good. About a two-minute delay on US 1 northbound, leaving Apex, heading through Cary out toward the I-40 interchange. Then it bogs down a little bit on 440 eastbound or US 1 northbound from I-40 out toward Western Boulevard and Hillsborough Street. Also, coming in from Wake Forest this morning on southbound Capitol Boulevard, you're looking at about a seven-minute delay heading down toward 540.
All right, thank you, Brian. Breaking news, we're working to learn more about an early morning house fire in Durham. Crews responded to the 100 block of South Hallman Street just before 5:30 this morning. They were able to put the fire out quickly, and luckily nobody was hurt. The cause of this fire is under investigation.
We're also working to get some more information about a crime scene that had police surrounding a Fayetteville apartment complex overnight. New video shows officers at the Carrington Place Apartments on Tatum Drive. This was just before midnight. Investigators could only tell us that no one was killed there. We've made calls, and we'll bring you any updates on this case on Aaron Online.
As smoke from those wildfires that from Canada that Elizabeth mentioned minutes ago drifts closer to our area, we're tracking how it could affect you. You can see the size of the smoke plumes from the fires in this video here. WREL's Laura Levine joins us this morning to explain who will be affected the most. Laura.
Good morning, Michelle. Right now, we are in downtown Raleigh, and taking a look at the skyline this morning, we are seeing just a little haze. Tomorrow, when you step outdoors, it could get slightly worse. Get a look at this video. Smoke from those wildfires more than 1,000 miles away is drifting into the Carolinas over the next couple of days. As Elizabeth mentioned, that's prompting air quality alerts. The wildfires are raging in the Canadian provinces of Quebec and Nova Scotia. Hazy skies have blanketed a wide portion of the country. Most of the biggest issues over the next 24 hours will be in the Northeast and mid-Atlantic states. And back home here in North Carolina, it's something to keep in mind if you are someone who may have breathing issues, especially tomorrow, looking at that code orange. You really want to limit your time outdoors. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Federal investigators will be back out at the site of a plane crash that left four people dead and prompted military intervention. They say it'll take several days to get through all that wreckage of the flight that crashed in a rural area of Virginia in a forest. They want to know how the plane lost pressure, likely causing the pilot to lose consciousness just several minutes into the flight. We spoke with the plane's owner, who says his daughter and two-year-old granddaughter were on board returning from a trip to Banner Elk here in North Carolina.
They told me that the plane had crashed. She was the most wonderful child in the world, and she's done so much for me.
That plane veered hundreds of miles off course, causing military jets to scramble as it flew over restricted airspace in Washington, D.C. Investigators are working to find out what caused it to eventually crash.
Can your elected officials switch parties after being elected? Democrats in the North Carolina Senate want the answer to be no. They plan to speak about their new Voter Fraud Protection Act at 10. It calls for a special election if an elected official changes political parties. The bill also requires campaign contributions made to those candidates to be refunded. This all comes after State Representative Tricia Cotham, who was a Democrat for years, became a Republican back in April. That gave the GOP the ability to overturn vetoes from Governor Cooper. And a new incentive for school bus drivers in Wake County could improve the reliability of your child's bus through the summer. Today, the school board will consider a $300 bonus per week for drivers who work every day during the summer program. It would apply to mainly drivers who are already working with the school system. The board is hoping to get around 400 drivers to help out this summer, fewer than the 600 usually needed during the year. But officials say an ongoing driver shortage is making hiring hard.
The bus driver shortage isn't just here in Wake County. It's not just in North Carolina. It's throughout the nation. So anything we can do to show them that they are a valuable part of our team, you know, we'll give it a shot.
The school board meets this evening at 5:30.
The amount of time moms breastfeed can have a big impact on their academic future. We'll break down the data that suggests it affects their test scores in school when they become teenagers.
And experts say tick season this summer could be a bad one. Coming up, what to do if you are bitten by one.
And, of course, we have some hazy sunshine out there for today. Today stays dry and warm at 88 degrees. But our next front comes in tomorrow. I'll show you what time the rain starts and how much we could see.
Welcome back. Time now is 8:12 on your Tuesday morning. You're looking live at a bit of a cloudy Goldsboro this morning. You're watching WREL News, available on YouTube TV and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Apex also looking a little cloudy this morning. I know, Elizabeth, from those wildfires in Canada, we've been seeing a little bit of haze as well.
It's been really interesting to watch. The sun is now up at an angle that's a little harder to see on some of our cameras, but when that sun was coming up this morning, you could just kind of see it trying to burn through those clouds. So there is some actual cloud cover, and then there is smoke from those wildfires in Canada, and we're seeing both of those across our viewing area this morning. And so, yes, definitely looking gray here in Apex as folks head out the door. Our temperatures are fine, 63 degrees, feeling good. We'll climb up to 80 at lunchtime, and it is going to be a warm afternoon with highs in the upper 80s this afternoon. We have a code yellow air quality alert for it today. That's something that we frequently see in the summer. It's not anything unusual. It's not an action day, meaning there's really not much that, you know, you necessarily need to do for your safety. It's a note that, you know, if you can do anything to reduce air pollution, it's a great thing to be able to do that. But tomorrow we have a code orange alert, and that is from the Triangle area northward. Our yellow is down to the south. The area shaded in orange is an area where the elderly, children, anyone with heart or respiratory issues shouldn't be overdoing it outside because the air quality will be a little on the poor side. Now, it's not the top level. It goes up to red and up to purple. So orange is sort of the first level of an alert that says, hey, you know, we need to start paying attention to this. This is a look at where those fires are. Just all these tiny little wildfires that have popped up there in Quebec. And you can see those pushing some smoke off to the west. It's also pushing it down to the south. So you can see here the yellows and the oranges. That's where the concentration of smoke is a little bit higher. So far, the model wasn't showing much of that for us this morning and shows it increasing as we get into the afternoon. So it may thicken up for us a little bit later on today. We'll continue to watch the Department of Environmental Quality to see if they bump up that yellow to an orange for us later this afternoon. This is tomorrow at 6 a.m. Plenty of smoke and haze in place for tomorrow. But we have a cold front that comes through in the evening and overnight, and that might help to clear off the atmosphere a little bit. But right now, anyway, tomorrow looks like the day that we would need to pay more attention to it. 88 in Raleigh and Durham today, 91 in Fayetteville, so it's going to be a hot day. Our normal high is 85. Behind Wednesday's front, we drop down to 79. It's going to really feel nice as long as we don't continue to have smoke in the area. Our dew points are feeling great. We're very comfortable with our dew points, either in the comfy or the refreshing zone, all the way into at least Saturday. But on Sunday, we do see our temperatures bumping up. We'll see a high of 89. And of course, we'll have a chance for rain for tomorrow night. We'll go over the timeline for that. Also looking at a chance of storms on Sunday and Monday. Brian?
At 8:15, some breaking news in Raleigh. A crash on 440 westbound at Capitol Boulevard blocking the left lane as we take a look at that live camera. If you can pick up 440 westbound from Capitol Boulevard right here, you're on the other side of all that. But getting to Capitol is going to be a little tough on those westbound lanes. Backups begin around I-87 this morning, and right now our sensors are measuring some heavy delays. As we take a look at that latest live reading, the backups there, again, from 87 through the New Bern Avenue interchange, about a 15-minute delay overall. Again, pick it up from Capitol or Wake Forest. You'll be on the other side of all that and in good shape heading toward Glenwood Avenue and beyond. Just getting reports of a crash on Wade Avenue at Faircloth Street in the western part of Raleigh and a crash over near the Wake Med campus on New Bern Avenue, not too far from Sunnybrook Road. Still tracking delays heading into Hillsborough on 40 eastbound with a crash right there at the 40-85 split. Backups begin around the Eflin community, and right now seeing a 17-minute delay from Mebane out to I-85. 70 is probably going to be your best alternate route through that area. And it looks like we do have a crash now on 885 there between 147 and I-40. We're going to get some more details about that. We are seeing backups in both directions. Traffic's flowing freely now on Duke Street around Carver Street from that crash last night that closed Duke Street for much of the morning commute. Everything looking good as people head through that intersection.
North Carolina Highway Patrol now says a Durham deputy is at fault for a crash that left a woman hurt and her dog dead. Sky 5 flew over the scene on Guest Road last week. We've now learned from Highway Patrol that the deputy involved ran a red light and T-boned the other car. The driver of that car was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. One of the two dogs in the car with her died. It is worth noting officials say the deputy did have siren blaring and lights on at the time of the crash. It'll now be up to the district attorney on whether to charge the deputy.
Today, you can weigh in on a plan to build a tower that could reach 40 stories in downtown Raleigh. The proposal comes as city leaders look to fill a growing number of vacancies in the area. A developer wants to build at West Davie and McDowell Streets. The latest plan includes affordable housing, but only a few units out of the hundreds that could be built. Raleigh Mayor Pro Tem Corey Branch tells WREL projects like this aren't perfect, but they're needed.
Especially with the economy changing, with companies not all coming back downtown, having residents there is very vital to the growth and to the stability of our downtown area.
Today's public hearing will take place during the city council meeting that starts at 1 o'clock at the municipal building downtown.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in France today. This is new video of Secretary Austin arriving in Normandy, France, for this observance. He will join Joint Chiefs of Staff General Milley, the Army General General Milley. And there you see Secretary Austin greeting World War II veterans who came to Normandy for these observance this year. World War II veterans, some of them you see here, and officials, they're all gathered on the beaches of Normandy to honor those who fought for freedom in the largest naval, air, and land operation in history. Some brought flowers, others just waved American flags, but they were all there to commemorate the 79th anniversary of D-Day.
Ken, thanks for that. The 2024 presidential candidate pool is expanding almost every day. The latest to announce a run is renowned professor and activist Dr. Cornel West.
In these bleak times, I have decided to run for truth and justice, which takes the form of running for president of the United States as a candidate for the People's Party.
The 70-year-old made his announcement on Twitter on Monday, and in the video, he pledges to fight to end poverty, mass incarceration, women's rights, and health care. Dr. West is known for his progressive activism, public commentary, and writing. He taught at Harvard, Princeton, and Yale.
State lawmakers this week are debating more changes that would impact the way that you vote. Republican leaders unveiled a bill that would make it harder to vote by mail or use same-day registration during early voting. They say the changes would help make elections in North Carolina more secure. Democrats say the changes are unnecessary.
Especially after January 6th, we should be doing everything we can to give people confidence in our governmental systems. And what we're doing is continuing to make people question the very government that they're in.
Democrats say former Trump attorney Cleta Mitchell was involved in the new bill. She was part of the team that claimed voter fraud in the 2020 election without evidence. Mitchell says she met privately with Senate Republican leaders, but was not involved in the bill's creation.
A new study finds the length of time moms breastfeed their children could affect how they do in school. Researchers in the UK tracked about 5,000 children from infancy all the way to their senior year in high school. Researchers compared the students' test scores, and they discovered the children who were breastfed for at least 12 months were almost 40% more likely to have a high test score for both math and English. Researchers pointed out mothers with a higher socioeconomic background are more likely to breastfeed, meaning their kids have a better chance at doing well in school.
The victims of last November's Club Q shooting in Colorado plan to sue the local sheriff's office. The new legal battle comes as the victims express beliefs that El Paso County deputies failed to use the state's red flag law. It was passed in 2019 and allows law enforcement to request to temporarily take away guns from people who they consider a threat. Investigators say the suspected gunman did have a previous incident that happened with police that involved violent threats, including a bomb threat prior to the club shooting. 10 victims intend to bring forth a lawsuit that seeks $20 million in damages. A mild winter for most of the country could mean we'll have a bad tick season this summer. So if you're bit by a tick, what do you do? First, remove it immediately. If the tick is attached to your skin for 24 hours or longer, there is a higher chance of it infecting you with Lyme disease. The CDC recommends not to twist the tick off, but instead use clean tweezers to grab the tick as close to the skin's surface as possible. Then clean the bite area with rubbing alcohol or soap and water.
Yoga really is for everyone. And I can tell you because check it out. These elephants are getting into some pretty interesting poses right there. The Houston Zoo is helping them stay limber with some daily yoga exercises. Each elephant does about a 3-minute, 30-second class, starting just when they're little calves. Look at this little one. The yoga sessions help keep their joints limber and their brains stimulated.
Animals are so much smarter than we even know. It is amazing. That's better than I would do in yoga. That's incredible.
Downward elephant.
Yeah, right?
They have that?
They're such big animals, so to be able to do those moves, and I mean, you saw him go on his two front feet as well. I mean, it's amazing.
And they have great memories, so they won't forget the moves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Anything to stay limber, right?
Yeah.
Today marks 79 years since the invasion of Normandy during World War II. And coming up at 8:30, we're going to hear from veterans who fought in that battle.
And today, federal investigators will be back out at the site of a plane crash that left four people dead. Up next, the victim's father shares new details about his daughter and granddaughter that were killed.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Tuesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. It is a busy morning out there on the roads. Brian Schrader is tracking all the traffic for us this morning. Brian, a crash on 440 and Capitol.
That's right. This is on 440 westbound, blocking the left lane right there at the Capitol Boulevard interchange. Big delays approaching Capitol Boulevard this morning. Latest update from the live sensors out there indicating that the backups begin at 87 through the New Bern Avenue interchange and Brentwood Road. A 17-minute delay overall from 87 out to Wade Avenue. If you can pick up 440 westbound from Capitol Boulevard, you'll be right there on the other side of that crash. Also watching a crash in Orange County on 40 eastbound, right there at the I-85 split in Hillsboro. Backups begin almost all the way back toward Mebane. A 10-minute delay showing up on sensors. Use 70 as a good alternate route, Elizabeth.
Lots of smoky haze from the wildfires in Canada affecting us today. Today, our code yellow forecast is for moderate conditions out there. And then tomorrow's a code orange action day. That means it's unhealthy for groups like children, elderly, anyone with real health conditions, especially anything respiratory. You can see that haze in the atmosphere when we take a live look at Chapel Hill right now. Town by town, temperatures are in the low to mid 60s, starting to warm things up. You want to be careful with exercise. Most healthy adults are going to be just fine today, but it is going to be a warm afternoon at 88, and even the evening temperatures will be warm. It'll be hazy, and we'll stay dry today.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. We are working to learn more about an early morning house fire in Durham. Crews responded to the 100 block of South Holman Street just before 5:30. They were able to put the fire out. Nobody was hurt, and the cause is under investigation. Just ahead on Fox 50, the next steps in the investigation of a plane crash that left four people dead. And next on Today, songwriting superstar Ed Sheeran takes over the Plaza.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
She was the most wonderful child in the world. And she's done so much for me.
Just devastating. The pain is still fresh for the man who lost his granddaughter and daughter in a plane crash that made national headlines. This hour, he shares his story with WRAL. As investigators reveal what may have caused that wreck.
And you may have noticed a smoky haze in the sky. We have a code yellow ozone forecast for today, but it's code orange for tomorrow. I'll show you the difference and what you may need to do.
And straight ahead, Laura Levine will explain who that smoke from the wildfires will impact the most. Some groups are going to want to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for joining us here on our Tuesday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, we're watching all of that smoke and the haze this morning. Driving into work, the moon looked orange, and I thought I was seeing things. I was like, isn't it supposed to be like bright white? Why does it look like creepy almost.
It's some of that haze from that.
Yeah.
And I was like, did I miss the blood moon?
Right, I know, I thought the same thing.
Announcement, Elizabeth Gardner is usually right on top of those things to tell us, so I know it wasn't that.
You know, it really looked like it would be later today that we might see some of that smoky haze, but boy, it was with us first thing this morning when we walked in. We saw that, that pollution over the moon. So today we have a code yellow ozone forecast, and what that means is it's moderate. It's down on the lower end. It's not completely, you know, it's not great, but it's not terrible just yet. The Department of Environmental Quality does an update at 10 o'clock. We'll be watching that closely to see if they update us to Code Orange, because we do have a lot of that haze in the atmosphere. Code Orange is an action day. That means people who are in sensitive groups like children or the elderly, or if you have respiratory issues or heart problems, you don't want to overdo it outside. I would be careful, you know, if you're in one of those sensitive groups, I would be careful today because we're already looking at a lot of that haze. We take a look across the ball field here in Durham, across the DBAP, and you can see some of the hazy conditions. We do have some cloud cover also, so there's some cloud cover mixing in with some of that haze. 63 is our temperature in the triangle, and we're starting to warm up nicely. We take a look at what's going on. Here's the cloud cover. It's in the, mainly in the western part of the viewing area into the triangle, but we're looking at a lot of haze too, those sort of lighter gray areas are where we're seeing some of that smoke. 65 in Fayetteville, 64 Rocky Mount, 63 in Roxboro, so it's a pleasant start right now. Temperatures are going to be hot this afternoon, though, in the upper 80s. I will likely see a little bit of cloud cover, but a good bit of smoky haze with us through the afternoon. Tomorrow, we have a front that'll bring some showers, mainly afternoon and evening. I'll show you the timeline coming up. Brian?
I want to show you two big delays that we're following right now in the triangle on 440 westbound. Live pictures of this crash right there at the Capitol Boulevard interchange. They just had an ambulance arrive on the scene, blocking that left lane. Traffic is getting by, and if you can rejoin 440 westbound from Capitol Boulevard, you'll be on the other side of those delays. But coming in from the east side of Raleigh and from Knightdale, backups begin at I-87, about a 15-minute delay heading out toward the Capitol Boulevard interchange. As soon as you get through that, everything's moving along well towards Six Forks and beyond. Also, over in Orange County, I'm watching a crash on 40 eastbound at the I-85 split in Hillsboro. Still seeing some lingering delays there heading out of Mebane and Eflin toward Hillsboro. Starting to see it easing up a little bit, about a 9-minute slowdown showing up on the sensors. Consider using US 70 as a good alternate route. Also, still picking up some delays in both directions of the Durham Freeway between I-40 and 147. There's a report of a crash out there. Hard to pinpoint exactly where that is, but we are seeing at least some backups, about a 5 to 10 minute delay in either direction of 885.
All right, thank you, Brian. Now to that breaking news in Durham. Power is back on, but there's still a lot of work to do at the scene of a crash that brought down power lines. Crews have been working along North Duke Street since before 7:30 last night. Michael Grace is tracking their progress in the WRL Breaking News Tracker.
Yeah, well, crews are out here repairing fiber lines that fell across the street when that power pole fell down. Two different lines fell, one from Spectrum, another from Frontier, and crews got here at around 4:30 in the morning to start those repairs. Police did open up three of the four lanes right here on Duke Street just after 7:30. But definitely a lengthy process this morning as crews just really wanted to make sure that none of those fiber lines were damaged, because that could have caused some internet outages here in Durham. Now, the road is expected to be entirely reopened sometime after 9 o'clock today. In Durham, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
More breaking news we are following this morning, trying to get more information about an early morning house fire in Durham. Crews responded to the 100 block of South Holman Street just before 5:30 this morning. They were able to put that fire out quickly, and no one was hurt. The cause of the fire is under investigation. As smoke from those wildfires in Canada that Elizabeth was talking about and has been all morning drifting closer to our area, we're tracking how it could affect you. You can see the size of the smoke plumes from the fire in the video here. WRL's Laura Levine explains who will be affected the most by this.
Right now, we are in downtown Raleigh, where we are really seeing those hazy conditions, especially taking a look at the skyline behind me here. And it can only get slightly worse tomorrow. Take a look at some of this video. What you're looking at right now is smoke from those wildfires more than 1,000 miles away is drifting into the Carolinas over the next couple of days. As Elizabeth has mentioned, that's prompting air quality alerts. The wildfires are raging in the Canadian provinces of Quebec and Nova Scotia. Hazy skies skies have blanketed a wide portion of the country. Most of the biggest issues over the next 24 hours will be in the Northeast and mid-Atlantic states. Now, back home here in North Carolina, it's something to keep in mind if you have breathing issues. The best advice with tomorrow's code orange is to limit your time outdoors if you are in one of those sensitive groups, so people who may have breathing issues. Laura Levine, WREL News in Raleigh.
Federal investigators will be back out at the site of a plane crash this morning that left four people dead and prompted military intervention. They say it'll take several days to comb through the wreckage of the flight that crashed in a Virginia forest. They want to know how the plane lost pressure, likely causing the pilot to lose consciousness just several minutes into that flight. We spoke with the plane's owner, who says his two-year-old granddaughter and daughter were on board, returning from a trip to Banner Elk here in North Carolina.
My grandbaby was just a beautiful little monster, like two-year-olds are. And I enjoyed every minute of her monsterism.
The plane veered hundreds of miles off course, causing military jets to scramble as it flew over restricted airspace in D.C. Investigators are working to find out what caused it to eventually crash.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, Wall Street expected to open mixed this morning. Let's take a look at the board. You see the headlines here on CNBC. All Dow futures, for example, already in the red off more than 43 points. Same is true for the S&P and the Nasdaq, all in negative territory. Partly to blame for all this, investors not impressed with Apple's new Vision Pro headset. Also, bank stocks are sliding over concerns. Regulators are planning for tougher oversight. Of course, we'll have the opening numbers in our next hour of news right here on Fox 50.
A push to legalize betting on sports using your phone is just two votes away now from Governor Roy Cooper's desk. And the State House will hold the first of those votes today on a bill to allow gambling on college, professional, and other sports online and in some cases in-person facilities. The House Speaker has already said it has the support to pass. You will, though, have to wait before placing those bets. If it passes, legalization won't take effect until early next year.
Within the last 5 minutes, we have just learned a juvenile female was shot overnight in Fayetteville. Police say she's at the hospital in stable condition. Video shows officers at the Carrington Place Apartments on Tatum Drive just before midnight. This is an ongoing investigation. And you can get free help securing any guns you own at home today in Durham. The District Attorney's Office and the Durham County Public Health Department are giving out free gun locks. Officials will be outside the Durham Courthouse from 9 to noon giving out the locks as well as free safety information. Today's giveaway comes during a new week-long campaign to promote gun safety and protect children.
Just about 20 minutes before 9 right now on your Tuesday, a rescue at sea after a boat capsized off the New Jersey shore.
Yeah, there's people in the water.
Yeah, how quick thinking on the part of a boat captain helped to save the lives of four men.
Plus, ceremonies are underway to commemorate the 79th anniversary of D-Day. We'll hear from veterans visiting the beaches of Normandy decades after the battle.
And a live look outside Clinton this morning. It's going to be a beautiful day today. You see that haze and clouds in the air. Rain is on the way a little bit later this week. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when the next chance for those showers will be coming. Coming up on 8:43 right now, the time on your Tuesday morning. And look straight down Salem Street there in Apex. Good morning to you. As we get things started here in around the triangle and points beyond, still going to get a little bit of the clouds and that haziness coming in from some of that smoke up north, Elizabeth.
Interesting to take a look at these cameras, in particular Fayetteville. Of course, we're looking at Hay Street, and you can see definitely some sunshine that's breaking through some of those clouds. You can see the dappled sunshine there through the trees. And then you take a look at Goldsboro, and it's a little bit hard to tell from this angle, but there's a good bit of sunshine through those clouds, but we definitely have a layer of haze, and in some places, places. It's actual cloud cover. You can see here in Apex, there are not a lot of shadows here. So we're looking at more cloud cover here in Apex and Chapel Hill. Also, just mainly just some hazy conditions there from the wildfires up in Canada. Let's talk about our air quality. It's likely to be a little worse tomorrow than today, even though it's starting to diminish in quality today. For tomorrow in Fayetteville, it's likely to be moderate. This is a look at the levels. So it starts at good, at moderate. We see moderate air quality around here most days during the summer. It's hazy, it's humid. It tends to trap a lot of that pollution, those particulates. And then we don't hit unhealthy until we hit orange, and we're not there yet for Fayetteville for tomorrow. And then we hit unhealthy for everybody and just generally unsafe to be outdoors. So just wanted to give you a little perspective on this. For tomorrow in the Triangle area, it is a code orange forecast. So that means it's unhealthy for sensitive groups. That would be children, elderly, anyone with heart or lung issues, breathing issues, asthma, that sort of thing. The next system that comes through comes in tomorrow, and that may help to clear out our atmosphere just a little bit. We'll see a cold front that drops in on us late tomorrow, some scattered showers for us behind this system. We should be cooler, but the air will be coming out of the north. So it may be that we still have some hazy sunshine with us even behind the system. We do have the potential for some strong thunderstorms closer to the coast. That does include the southern part of Sampson County and just a little sliver of Cumberland County. This is going to be for tomorrow with that front coming through. We take a look at the cloud cover for today. Some of that out there right now, a little bit of cloud cover mixing in with some of that hazy sunshine, some of that hazy conditions that coming from the smoke up north. And we'll see that on and off for the rest of the day today. Today stays nice and dry, but tomorrow by lunchtime, we start to see some showers up near the Virginia line. And then ever so slowly, this light patchy rain starts to drop over us during the evening, and there could be some scattered storms in our southern counties. How much rainfall for tomorrow? Not a lot. We're going to be anywhere from maybe a quarter of an inch to maybe even a little less than that in some places, maybe a tenth of an inch to a quarter of an inch. 60% chance for tomorrow, but again, just not a lot of rain coming with it. Tropical outlook, we do have a 10% chance of this system sitting off the coast of Africa developing, but it's just a 10% chance still. Hurricane Center is watching it, so we pass that along to you. Late day showers on Wednesday, that continues into the evening. On Thursday, things are looking much nicer, depending on whether we're still seeing some of that smoky haze coming in. We get into some warmer temperatures Saturday and Sunday. Sunday and Monday will bring us a chance of some thunderstorms. Brian?
At 8:46, want to keep you up to date about these crashes that we are following with some big delays. This is 440 westbound live there at Capitol Boulevard, and we now have the left and center lanes blocked, so all of that traffic getting squeezed by into that right lane. You'll note here on the camera, this is the ramp from Capitol Boulevard onto 440 westbound, at least the southbound side of Capitol Boulevard onto 440, and traffic's flowing freely there. You're on the other side of the crash. You're going to run into a little bit of a delay if you're picking it up from the northbound side of Capitol Boulevard, but we'll still save you time over picking it up all the way back around the New Bern Avenue area. From I-87 out to Capitol Boulevard, we're now looking at almost a half-hour delay, so stuck in traffic for an additional 24 minutes there on that westbound side. Consider using Capitol or Wake Forest Road as good alternate routes to pick up 440 this morning. Picking up some delays on the south side of Raleigh on 40 westbound approaching Gorman Street. Want to update you about the delays in Orange County on 40 eastbound approaching I-85. That earlier crash getting cleared. Seeing the situation improving a little bit, now measuring just a 6-minute delay from Mebane out to the 85 split.
The mother of a 6-year-old who shot a Virginia teacher is expected to plead guilty to federal charges. Deja Taylor's attorney says the guilty plea is part of a deal they made with prosecutors to keep the case from going to a grand jury. Taylor faces several felonies. The charges come nearly 5 months after the shooting at Rich Neck Elementary School in Newport News, Virginia. Investigators say Taylor's child got the gun from home, came to school, and shot his teacher. The teacher survived. The child will not be charged.
A North Carolina man is facing charges this morning, accused of punching a toddler. Charlotte and Mecklenburg police say the suspect randomly walked up to a woman and her 1-year-old and punched the child. Officers arrested and charged 26-year-old Rico Williams. Court records show he's facing several other unrelated charges, including indecent exposure. Investigators say the child was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. Well, this is wild. A rescue at sea miles off the Jersey Shore. It was a close call for a group of men whose boat capsized over the weekend, but they were saved by a quick-thinking captain and his crew, who fortunately were only a couple hundred feet away. Ted Greenberg has the story.
Yeah, there's people in the water.
4 men tossed overboard when their boat flipped with hardly any warning.
Literally
took all about 2 seconds in the blink of an eye.
Bobby Quinn and other boaters nearby saw it happen late Sunday morning.
Yeah, he's got to hold on, but the boat is going to go down.
Some 7 miles off the coast of Long Branch.
Grab onto that!
You just jump into action, try to save a life.
Quinn is the captain of the Ocean Explorer, a fishing and cruise boat based in Belmar.
The first thing I thought was instantly got to get the anchor up and get to him right away because the water was only 60 degrees. We just got our man overboard ladder out. Three of them were pretty good. They swam right to the ladder and we got them out.
They were not wearing life jackets.
The jackets were down in the cabin.
Your throwable life jackets need to be immediately available, which means out on deck. And life jackets for everybody should be readily available and everyone should know where they are. All children have to wear life jackets.
Captain Quinn says they were well prepared for a scenario like this. As an inspected vessel, they do man overboard drills with the Coast Guard every year.
You got to practice these situations. You got to be ready for anything to happen out here because thank God I was there.
Safely aboard, the rescued men got dried off. The captain says they were fine soon after that.
I gave them food. I gave them soda. I gave them all fishing poles. They caught fish the rest of the day.
Their boat left submerged in the ocean. But this unforgettable day at sea wasn't a total loss.
They went home with a giant bag of fish at the end of the day.
Something. Ted Greenberg reporting. Dutch citizen Joran Vandersloot plans to fight his extradition charges. Vandersloot is the suspect in connection with Natalie Holloway's disappearance back in 2012. He's facing trial on extortion and wire fraud charges. Vandersloot's lawyer says he will file an appeal to stop the extradition. That's expected to happen today, arguing that authorities have not respected due process. The lawyer says his client accepted the extradition in his desperation to get out of prison. He was sentenced to 28 years in prison in Peru for the murder of a Peruvian woman.
Today marks 79 years since D-Day, the battle that led to the liberation of France and Western Europe from Nazi control in World War II. Today in 1944, 150,000 Allied troops stormed Utah Beach in France. British and American veterans, many of them now over 100 years old, attended a ceremony in France on Monday. American veteran Jake Larson and British veteran Bill Gledden met for the first time, sharing a very emotional moment.
I got tears in my eyes. We were meant to meet.
They were meant to meet. When Larson landed on a beach in Normandy, he ran under machine gun fire and made it to the cliffs without being injured. He was awarded the Bronze Star, and the French gave him the Legion of Honor.
They were meant to meet, for sure. Seniors in Nash County will put on their graduation caps and get their diplomas this week. Tar River Academy is holding its service tonight at 6 at Rocky Mountain Event Center. Then on Friday, Northern Nash High School will have its commencement at 9 a.m., followed by Southern Nash High School at 11. On Saturday, seniors from Rocky Mountain High School and Nash Central will attend their commencement. And congratulations to all of those hardworking students wrapping up their careers.
Yes, absolutely. All right, the place where everybody knows your name has sold at auction for a pretty penny. The set from Cheers sold for $675,000. It came from the collection of James Commissar, who decided to sell around 1,000 props, costumes, and sets after his plan for a museum fell through. The auction brought in more than $5 million altogether. Imagine having that in your house. That's cool.
Norm sat on those stools.
I know.
For sure.
So
I would,
cool.
Oh, I'd get one of those.
Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen is laughing off a wild encounter where she thought she had an identical twin. Teigen posted to Instagram saying a 23andMe genetic test came back with a perfect match. So she went crazy. Some frantic discussions with lots of folks. She finally realized that she had matched with herself. From an earlier DNA test that she had taken.
Oh, she's so funny. And she's great because she's so transparent. Like, she is totally raw and honest, and she gets on there, and she's just like, look, this is what happened, and laugh at me all you want.
She was looking for her sissy, Teigen,
yeah,
there. But,
yeah.
Didn't.
Oh,
she even went to her dad
and said,
was anybody
right.
else in the room when I was born? Do I have a twin? He was like, no, you're the only one there.
Just you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Precious.
Coming up, Wes Anderson's new movie, Asteroid City, will hit theaters soon, and fans have a new beer to enjoy while watching it. Dogfish Head Brewery released the Asteroid City Lager. Fans can get the chance to drink the beer and watch the movie at select Alamo Drafthouse Cinema locations. There is one here in Raleigh on New Bern Avenue. Asteroid City hits theaters June 23rd.
I do hope the beer is better than the previews for that movie. I'm just saying.